Time now for the 12:15 news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative located on the square in West Salem. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast, mostly cloudy with a high of 78. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 55. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Schools in the Centralia area were placed on lockdown yesterday morning after a reported bank robbery. Unconfirmed reports indicate the People's National Bank in Centralia was robbed at gunpoint around 9 a.m. The alleged gunmen have been described as two men, approximately 5 feet 8 inches tall. They were both reportedly wearing all black, had their faces covered, and displayed guns before demanding money and fleeing the bank on foot. Area schools were immediately placed on lockdown. Central City and Walmack Police, along with Marion County Sheriff's deputies and canine units, responded to assist with searching for the two subjects. No injuries were reported in the robbery, and no arrests have been made as of this morning. The same bank location was robbed in December of 2015. The suspects, who in that incident indicated they were armed, were never captured. They were described as two males, both wearing bandanas over their faces. While searching for those two suspects, police reportedly located a small amount of cash on the ground near St. Mary Catholic School. More news next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's compassionate, quality care. From routine care, vaccines, and DOT physicals, to acute needs like disease management, x-ray, and lab work. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 6 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Are you wanting to go back to school? It's never too late, and Frontier Community College is there to help. Sign up for one of their GED test prep classes offered in Fairfield, Albion, Flora, and more. These 8-week classes are free and prepare you for the GED exam. Online classes are also available to qualifying students. Let Frontier help you with your career goals by calling them today at 842-3711. Frontier Community College, the foundation for your future.
In other news, 33-year-old Lujan S. Ramon and 38-year-old Pearl R. Tapia were arrested by Carmi City Police at the McDonald's parking lot in Carmi yesterday morning at about 10:08. Ramon was charged with driving on a suspended license and possession of stolen property. Tapia was also charged with possession of stolen property, and the pair was charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. According to police reports, Ramon was stopped in the lot by Carmi police on suspicion of stealing a fan and flex seal from the Dollar General store in Grayville. Tapia was a passenger in the vehicle, and after a search of the vehicle, police found a bag of methamphetamine and a meth pipe. The two were transported to the White County Jail and held, pending the posting of bond. Deadly blood infections persist in Illinois' understaffed nursing homes, according to a joint news investigation. The Chicago Tribune and Kaiser Health News found that about 6,000 Illinois nursing home residents a year who were hospitalized had sepsis, a bloodstream infection that can quickly turn fatal if not cared for properly. About 1 in 5 didn't survive, according to an analysis by Definitive Healthcare, a private healthcare data firm. Sepsis is developed in bedridden patients with pneumonia, urinary tract infections, and other conditions, including pressure sores. According to patient advocates, sepsis can be prevented by turning immobile people every 2 hours and taking other precautions. Nursing homes around the country, however, have failed to prevent bed sores and other infections that can lead to sepsis, and both advocates and regulators blame poor staffing levels. Illinois nursing homes have among the lowest staffing levels for nurses and aides in the country, and they also fall below national norms for risks of pressure sores or failure to properly treat them. Records show about 60% of Illinois nursing homes have been cited by inspectors for this deficiency. Only 3 other states were cited more frequently. 40-year-old Oklahoma City resident Corey Hicks was pronounced dead by Edwards County Coroner Mark Curtis at about 2:25 p.m. yesterday. He apparently shot himself after a police standoff at the Albion Motel. According to state police reports, the incident began at about 3 o'clock a.m. Illinois State Police and the Edwards County Sheriff's Department conducted a welfare check on Hicks and when they knocked on his door, Hicks answered with a firearm and threatened to harm himself. He then went back into his motel room and shut the door. Officers on scene secured the area and requested additional resources. After the officers on scene negotiated with Hicks for several hours, state police SWAT teams and crisis negotiators arrived, and Edwards County Sheriff Darby Bawie says they were at work for several hours before the standoff ended.
SWAT team and state police crisis negotiators came in and negotiated with him for approximately, a good 6 to 7 hours more. Ultimately, though, unfortunately, he has apparently taken his own life.
Due to the motel standoff, a portion of Highway 15 was closed for a time. The Edwards County School Building was also put on a soft lockdown yesterday, but only for precautionary reasons, as Sheriff Bawie says he wasn't worried about the students' safety.
I called the superintendent at 6 o'clock this morning, explained the situation to him. We were not worried. Subject indicated to us he did not want to hurt anybody but himself. The school did go on a soft lockdown, but no, we were never worried about the safety of any of the surrounding people. We did evacuate some people out of the motel out here, just precautionary measure.
Illinois State Police Zone 7 Investigations will conduct a follow-up investigation on the incident, and additional information may be released when police deem it appropriate. The Albion Police Department, Edwards County State's Attorney, and Edwards County Ambulance Service also responded to the incident. The 50th Fairfield Fall Fun Fest will kick off with Gospel Night in the Entertainment Tent tomorrow evening at 6:30, but the first day of multiple activities will be Thursday, with the 5K Run Walk, sponsored by Fairfield National Bank, beginning the afternoon activities. Christy Horning says the 5K is one of the more popular events the Fun Fest offers.
It's one of the biggest events, and we thank FMB Community Bank for sponsoring this. People have the best time. It doesn't matter what age you are. You can participate. That's what's really fun. And they give great prizes, and that starts at 4:30. Then the race starts at 6, and they've got a little path that everybody goes. And like I said, it's a big event.
Registration for the event will begin at 4:30 at the corner of Court and 4th Streets. The race will begin at 6 at the same location, and awards will be given at 7. The McLeansboro City Council will hold its regularly scheduled meeting today at 6 p.m., but the meeting will not take place at City Hall as usual. Instead, it will be hosted at the Fox Meadows Community Room. McLeansboro's mayor is expected to recognize 6 people who assisted in the rescue of a victim from a recent house fire, and the change in venue was made to provide adequate space for everyone to attend. Other items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on Shawnee engineering reports for a proposed water tower, sanitary water project, and exterior repairs to McCoy Library. The council will also discuss funding for a resource officer for the Hamilton County Community Unit 10 schools, and other items on a relatively lengthy agenda include a vote on accepting a bid for municipal timber sales and a discussion on a request for additional gas service at the site of new construction outside the city limits. It's been a wet start to September in Illinois, thanks to Tropical Storm Gordon. Kim Howard has more.
September's statewide average precipitation has already hit 3.5 inches. That's more than 3 inches above normal, says state climatologist Jim Angel.
So we've already gotten a month's worth of rain just in the first 10 days of the month. And there's been some areas that have been really dry this year that finally got some rain. There's some areas in western Illinois that have been dry since the spring, and some of those areas have gotten 4 to 8 inches of rain.
The highest rain total was east of St. Louis in Clay City, which got more than 10 inches. Angel says the wet weather is due to the remnants of Gordon and the cold front that passed through Illinois. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan recently joined counterparts from 7 states to sue the Interior Department for rolling back protections for waterfowl, songbirds, and other migratory birds. A Madigan office statement from last week says the suit was filed in a New York federal court on behalf of Illinois, California, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, and Oregon. The lawsuit says it has long been accepted that the Migratory Bird Treaty Act prohibits the killing of migratory birds, even when the intention wasn't to kill them. That could include failing to cover chemical waste. The lawsuit says the department reinterpreted the law to prohibit activities only when the intent is to kill birds. Madigan says the change endangers millions of birds that migrate through Illinois. The states want the reinterpretation vacated. A couple of state agencies are collaborating to expand mobile services for those seeking a job in Illinois and those trying to find employees. Late last month, the Illinois Department of Employment Security and Department of Innovation and Technology jointly announced the release of mobile functionality for the website IllinoisJobLink.com, says Bob Guff with IDES.
With Illinois JobLink, you go on, you upload your resume. We have hundreds of thousands of employers who have jobs posted there, and we have thousands of resumes there. And between the two, the employer and the employee can kind of cross-match each other. And, we can find a fit for, that employer who's looking for a certain kind of employee and that potential employee who's looking for a certain kind of job. And, we've had Illinois JobLink around for a few years now, and for the last 2 years, we've made it mandatory that if you want your unemployment insurance benefits, you have to upload your resume and be registered with Illinois JobLink. But now what we've done is, with our partners at the Illinois Department of Innovation and Technology, the Department of Employment Security has made it so this website is mobile. It works great with your cell phone, with your smartphone, because as everybody knows, more people are getting away from desktops and laptops and basically doing a great majority of their personal and private business on their smartphone.
Guff says job openings are populated both by IDES staff and employers in a nightly exchange of job order information with the National Labor Exchange. University of Southern Indiana students could have to pay a bit more to live on campus next year. Last week, the university's Board of Trustees approved a 2019 to 2020 budget plan, and part of that plan included approving a 3% increase for the cost of housing and dining to begin next year. The board also discussed funding for several on-campus projects and requested additional funding for others. While the board has agreed on the budget proposal, the changes are not yet in stone. The Indiana Commission of Higher Education still needs to approve the changes, and USI officials will present their budget at the commission's meeting on Thursday. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Save money on quality discount groceries found only at your Save-A-Lot store in Fairfield. Now through Saturday, USDA Select Beef T-Bone Steaks, $5.99 a pound. Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast, $1.69 a pound. Biggin's Potatoes, $4.99 in an 8-pound bag. And Yellow Onions, $1.49 in a 3-pound bag. Prices good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store, West Main and Fairfield.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 79. It's time to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 26,005 points. That is up 148. The NASDAQ is at 7,971. That is up 47. October crude oil is at $69.29. That is up $1.75. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In local and area deaths, 101-year-old Fairfield resident Moses Gray died at 5 o'clock a.m. on Sunday at the skilled care unit of Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He was a member of the Fairfield First Baptist Church, Fairfield Public Golf Course, and the American Legion. Moses Gray is survived by a son, Bob Gray, of Palm Harbor, Florida, three daughters, Sherry Jarvis of Estero, Florida, Joan Gross of Wheeling, and Marty Gray of San Diego, California, three sisters, Ruth Puckett of Fairfield, Helen Book of Batavia, and Marquetta Stewart of Mount Vernon, Illinois, four grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and two great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Moses Gray will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery with military rites provided. Visitation will also be held Friday from noon to service time at the funeral home. Memorials may be given to the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit, and envelopes will be available at the funeral home. Nail's Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. 90-year-old Fairfield resident Kathleen Adair Simpson died at 11:15 a.m. on Sunday at Green Tree in Mount Vernon, Illinois. She worked at the Illinois Department of Public Aid for many years in clerical and caseworker positions, and she also served as a Golden Friend at Wayfair Nursing Home for several years. Kathleen Simpson is survived by four sisters: Carolyn Weger of Midland, Texas; Virginia Basher and Shirley Simpson of Fairfield; and Barbara DeWitt of Leesburg, Florida. Also surviving is one brother, Richard Owen of Fairfield, and numerous nieces and nephews. Visitation for Kathleen Simpson will be on Wednesday, tomorrow, from 5 to 7 p.m., and funeral will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock a.m. at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Burial will be at Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the church or charity of the donor's choice. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury and Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury and Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800. Or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates, 618-244-4800.
Happy Tuesday. Here's your weather forecast from 44 News. Highs today will be in those mid to upper 70s. We'll see partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies for today. We can't see a few temps reach 80, but for the most part, another below average day, mid to upper 70s by tonight. Overnight lows, upper 50s, low 60s, mostly cloudy conditions, and the below average temperatures continue again for your Wednesday, where we'll see those highs in those mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Jackie Brown from 44 News. Have a great day.